This podcast is about what stops you from having a bigger influence on the world. And I'm going to briefly talk to you about five different areas. These are some of the areas, among others, that I think could stop you having a bigger influence on the world. So the five are a lack of skills, a lack of ambition, a lack of opportunities, a lack of confidence, and a lack of motivation. So I'll take each one of those in turn. So I'm obviously very excited about getting people to grow their influence. I help people to grow their influence. I share resources that hopefully encourage people to grow their influence and to have a bigger impact on the world. But sometimes, or very often, all of us feel that we could be having a bigger impact on the world and we wish we had more influence. So I just wanted to address some of the things that might be stopping you at the moment. So first one, a lack of skills. Now obviously there's so many skills that you need if you are to influence other people, and you can improve those skills over time. And I've written a book which you can get for free from my website, which will help you to think about that and to improve your skills. So the first one might be a lack of skills. It might be that you have skills in some areas but not in others. So for example, it might be that you're very good convincing people one-to-one, but you can't have the influence that you want, because when you try to translate that into from one-to-one into one-to-many, you don't have good social media skills, for example, you're not good at speaking, or you're scared of public speaking, or you don't have a website, or you're not good at writing for your website or sharing other content. So that might be one of the things, that you have a lack of skills. So that's the first one. Second one is a lack of ambition. And lack of ambition doesn't mean that you have no ambition. It means that a lack of ambition is holding you back from having a bigger influence on the world. So you might be already having some influence on the world, but if you want even more influence, you might need more ambition. So it might be that you don't think that you can do certain things, and you play the game at a lower level than you would if you have more ambition. And there might be people who have more ambition than you, but are no more skilled, for example, influencing others than you, but because they have the ambition, they actually influence the world to a greater extent than you do. So the second one's lack of ambition. The third one's lack of opportunities. Now, I think that we all have an opportunity to influence the world like never before, but I don't think that those opportunities are equal. People have different responsibilities in their lives. People are starting from different points in terms of their upbringing and the resources that they have. People have different things affecting their life, such as their health, which includes their mental health. And so there might be all sorts of ways in which you might not have the same opportunities as another person. The fourth one is a lack of confidence, which hopefully is reasonably self-explanatory. Maybe you have the skills, maybe you have the ambition, maybe you have the opportunities, but you don't have confidence. You don't have confidence potentially in your own influencing. Perhaps you don't have confidence in the message. So perhaps you're actually quite good at influencing, but you don't have confidence about the message that you want to get out there into the world. And so you don't influence the world in the way you could. And of course, confidence can come into things like a lot of people are scared of public speaking. A lot of people are scared about sharing their opinions out there into the world because they think they might be mocked and people will disagree with them and all sorts of things. So a lack of confidence is definitely another factor. And then the final one, the fifth one that I'd give and I'd like you to think about, is a lack of motivation. So if you're not motivated to grow your influence, if you're not motivated to have an impact on the world, then you probably won't. These things probably won't fall into your lap unless you were born with a lot of power and responsibility, you know, due to your family or your upbringing, and these things just happen for you. Most of us have to work at influencing the world and having an impact on the world. And you might just not be very motivated to do it. You might not be motivated to do it for all sorts of reasons, from the fact that you want a quiet life, to the fact that your ambitions might be quite modest, so you're just not very interested in it. You might find influence as a topic boring. Not everyone's going to be as excited about it as I am. You might just think there's other more important things in life. And you might be completely right. It's not that I'm saying that everybody needs to influence the world, and I'm certainly not saying that everybody needs to influence the world more than they are doing. In fact, there's some people out there who are influencing the world in a bad way, so I'd rather they influence the world a little bit less. But a lack of motivation is another thing which might be holding you back. So we've got lack of skills, lack of ambition, lack of opportunities, lack of confidence, lack of motivation. Do any of these things apply to you in hold influence and your ability to have an impact on the world? Maybe all of these things apply to you. Maybe only one of these things applies to you, but it's really holding you back in a big way. So I'd like you to think about that. Which of the ways of the five things I've mentioned that are stopping you from having a bigger influence, and what do you think you're going to do about it?